My name is John Erling, and today's date is July 6th, 2011. Jenny, would you state your full name, your date of birth, and your present age?
Jenny Rabinowitz Brouse. I was born June 1, 1924, in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I am 87.
And where are we recording this interview?
We are at my apartment at the Jewish Retirement Home. I'm a new resident here, and I'm very comfortable and extremely happy.
And this is known as the Zero Campus?
Yes, but it is actually the Tulsa Jewish Retirement Home.
Who is this gentleman sitting here?
Brian is my second child. He is the son of Sydney and Jenny Brouse.
So, Brian, your full name, your age and date of birth.
Brian Edward Brouse. I am 60. I was born November the 12th, 1950, here in Tulsa at St. John's Hospital.
Brian will be here to visit with us throughout the course of the interview. Where were you born, Jenny?
I was born in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
In what hospital?
I was not born in a hospital. We don't know exactly where. My mother and father were reunited in 1922, and I was born in 1924. My father came to the United States in 1914. My mother and two brothers were unable to join him until 1922.
Okay, then, let's go back. Your mother's name, maiden name, where she was born and lived.
My mother was Brina, B-R-I-A-N-A, Foonberg, F-O-O-N-B-E-R-G. She was born in Oratov, a little bitty town in Kiva Gubernia in Russia, as was my dad.
Your father's full name?
Harry Rabinowitz. R-O-B-I-N-O-W-I-T-Z.
Do you know anything about their meeting and how old they were?
They lived in the same little bitty town, Oratov. My grandfather, my mother's father, managed, he didn't own, but he managed a sugar beet plantation. It was on a riverside. They lived very well. They had servants. Of course, in those early years, they didn't have amenities. The river would freeze behind their home, and they would dig ice, bring it on the premises, and that was their refrigeration. They had maids. They lived very well in Russia for a while, but they didn't own anything. My father worked at the sugar beet plantation for my mother's father. They married very young. They were married in Russia, Kiva Gubernia, in the Ukraine. My two brothers were born there. My brother Mike was born in 1909. My brother Saul was born in 1911. My father came to the United States in 1914. My mother's oldest sister lived in Omaha, Nebraska. She signed the affidavit for my dad. In those years, Jews couldn't enter the United States unless an affidavit was signed that they would not become a public charge, that they would be financially taken care of. My aunt signed this for my father. He went to Omaha to be with her. The oil boom was on in Tulsa, Oklahoma, so they moved to Tulsa. I'm not sure when. My aunt and the family moved to California because the oil boom fell. It dropped. And my dad was afraid to move. They wanted him to go with them, but he was afraid to move because he feared he would lose contact with his wife and children. They knew he was in Tulsa and were writing to him. He was afraid he'd lose contact with them, so he did not go to California with them. He remained in Tulsa.
What did he do then in Tulsa?
He was a peddler. He had a horse and a buggy and a wagon. He would find produce and then go up and down the streets selling it from house to house. That was how he supported himself here.
That would have been in the 1914, 15, 16
yes.
era, somewhere in there. Mm-hmm. How long then did he do that before he was reunited with his wife?
Well, my mother and the boys were unable to join him until 1922.